Portland's new mayor, Ethan Strimling, started work today at City Hall. He's the city's second elected full-time mayor since voters created that position in 2010. He won against incumbent Michael Brennan in November after directing the not-for-profit organization Learning Works for 19 years. Erwin Gratz spoke today with Mayor Strimling. He asked him about his priorities for the city.
No question, at the top of that list is the housing crisis. And part of what I've already done is created a housing committee of the council, which actually has a majority of the council, 5 members on a committee. So it has sufficient amount of power and responsibility to really try to address the current situation. The current situation being we have a 0% vacancy rate and there's a $500 affordability gap between what people can afford and what people are charging for rent. So if we don't deal with that crisis, we are going to be on an unsustainable path. We won't get new business. We won't get new jobs. Our economy will stagnate. So housing is at the top of the list. Growing our economy is right below that. So created an economic development committee where, again, its focus is really on our economy and how do we grow the economy. And then third is sustainability, long term. What are we looking at in terms of our energy policy? Portland, I believe, should be much more of a front runner on energy and policy and sustainability issues. And actually, we're pretty far behind the crowd. So hoping we can get some stuff in place.
Back to housing for a minute. What kinds of tools does a municipal government really have to affect the number, the quality, the affordability of housing stock in a city?
Well, we have a lot of power. Obviously, zoning is a huge key in terms of density and sprawl. One of the issues that's really been plaguing the city for a long time as well is that our permitting process, just to be able to build a few units of housing, is terribly cumbersome. I talk to a lot of developers who say, I just don't want to build housing there because it's going to take me too long to just get some basic permits that I can go to South Portland or Westbrook and I can get them in a matter of days, whereas it takes months. We have to look at our investments and trying to make affordable housing and incentives that we can put in place for others to try to build workforce housing. And we're going to try to look at what people are doing all over the country, because this is, we're not the only city with this problem.
A lot of people talk about growing economies. Again, kind of the same question. What kinds of things would you look at that city government can do that might help to improve the economy, generate more jobs in the city?
So, you know, with an economy which is always very multi-layered, you need to be thinking about what is it that helps businesses start up? What is it that helps businesses want to be here? And what we know is that there are a lot of peripheral things to businesses that have a huge impact. So are they able to transport their goods? Are the schools good so that people want to live here? Is there housing that's available and affordable for their workforce? And then we really need to look at, again, this issue of are we getting in the way or are we helping businesses to get started? So is it too cumbersome for a business to get rolling in the city of Portland because of the permitting process or because of the administrative policies? Or are we doing everything we can to try to get them up and running as quickly as possible?
Certainly the city has some outside challenges too, particularly at the moment from state government and this administration. What are some of those challenges that you see as mayor that you want to try to deal with?
I want to focus internally first. I really feel like we need to get our own ship in order. I often find that in life and in work, it's important to look inward first and figure out what it is that we can be doing better, and then people will begin to follow in that process. But we need to have a stronger relationship with Augusta. We need to try to figure out if we can reset the tone with the administration, for sure. So I'll be trying to work on that piece. But again, we can only control what we can control. And so if there are outside forces that are pushing against us that we can't control, I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to beat back on those because I can't control them. So I've got to adjust. You know, I've run a business for 20 years, and you get a lot of outside forces. And when you spend time trying to resist those, as opposed to just how do you figure out how to let them go by and move in a new direction, you're going to be a lot healthier.
That's Ethan Strimling. He was sworn in as mayor of Portland early this afternoon to a 4-year term.